I've gathered 50 of the biggest YouTubers on the planet.
And whichever one lasts the longest in this cube wins that $1 million for their subscribers.
Never before seen in YouTube history. 1 billion subscribers worth of YouTubers are competing for $1 million. And the rules are simple. All right, point the camera down.
Close the line. Okay. So if you step on the red line, you lose your subscribers $1 million. So be careful.
Last to leave wins it all.
Like, bro, I watch the Squid Games, like, yeah, reality show. It's like,
I feel like I'm just a target.
People are not going to be friends in this spot.
No, we got money, bro.
It's real USD.
I'm pumped, bro.
You finally made it in your video.
The best strategy is to just conserve energy. Think about that $1 million pot.
Between us, would you eliminate someone else so you could stay in?
My subscribers, of course.
JJ, do you know, the more enemies you make, the higher the chance they might eliminate you.
Oh, no, we're just goofing around.
He's literally hiding behind the money. I don't think he got the goofing around memo. Look at all the YouTubers laughing and having a good time. By the end of this video, that's not going to be the case.
This video is absolutely the most brutal.
I hate you, Jimmy!
Cutthroat piece of content you've ever seen these creators in. And the first challenge starts right now.
Pull the curtains! You guys are not ready for this. Challenge number one.
You can temporarily walk out of the cube and attempt a free throw. And if you make the shot, we will give a subscriber of yours a free Cybertruck. And you'll be allowed back in the challenge. But if you miss, your subscriber gets nothing and you are eliminated.
How did they get this many Cybertrucks in one place?
I cannot make that shot. It's too risky.
A free throw is so easy.
A free throw is easy.
I could not hit a free throw to save my life.
Everyone was on the edge, trying to decide if the first challenge was worth it. But then Mark Rover did this.
Jimmy! Peace!
No!
I'm doing it!
No way!
Look at all the YouTubers in the background.
Oh man, this is pressure.
This is a subscriber.
What's your name?
Matthew.
Don't let him down. You gotta make this event.
I got faith in you.
It's on you, Mark.
Come on!
Are you going to win your biggest fan a Cybertruck, or are you both leaving with nothing?
Okay.
And as devastating as that was, Gideon decided that maybe he could do a little better.
Cybertruck on the line!
Oh my man! That was so bad!
What was that?
You tried.
I think I definitely lost a subscriber.
Guys, this is my moment. I am a basketball YouTuber.
If you go out there, I'll go out there too.
All right, I'm out.
Hey, I'm next. Yeah, I'm gonna go with you. Gentlemen, here's your biggest fans. You got a lot of pressure.
I can't watch this, I can't watch it.
Jesser, are you going to let down your biggest fan?
On the Cybertruck, we got more shots.
Thank you, Jesser!
However, not everyone was so fortunate.
I'm sorry.
I couldn't get you the Cybertruck. Devastating.
Will FaZe Rugs fan be taking home a Cybertruck, or will we have yet another loss?
Come on, Rug.
Come on.
After seeing three massive YouTubers lose this challenge, it was clear nobody else wanted to try it. So in the meantime, I let all the YouTubers get settled.
That's a pro there.
But it wouldn't be long until being settled turned into being bored. Bored enough to literally be stupid.
I don't know why he's doing this, but he's technically not out yet. He has not touched the red.
Oh!
We'll check the footage. Did he touch it?
So far, four YouTubers have left the queue, and we need one more to leave before we can start the next challenge.
So challenge two will begin when one person gets out.
Hey, Adam! No! Stop!
I'm making out like a bandit Pokemon. Can I take my jacket with me?
Of course.
Okay.
Oh! Okay.
Bye.
Bye. And then there is is 45. I'm gonna go prep the second challenge. I'll be back. And by prep, I mean sweep up the giant pile of a million real dollars scattered on the floor.
Yo, Mr. Beast sweeping money is a crazy shot.
Mr. Beast is literally wiping money off of the floor. I don't know what to tell you about this.
And now that all the money has been cleaned up, are you guys ready for the second challenge? Yeah! All right. I'm gonna need you all to stand up.
Uh-oh.
You'll notice there are dots in groups of five on the floor. So naturally, I need all of you to split up into groups of five. And on top of that, elect a team captain for your group. Who will be granted immunity for this next challenge? That's all I will say. Have fun picking teams.
This is crazy.
We had to split into groups of five?
Bro, if we're against each other, I'm gonna be so sad.
Okay, so let's do us five.
We are in true overthinker fashion. Oh, yeah. Overthinking this challenge.
Are you five gonna be a group?
Yeah.
Okay, who's gonna be the captain?
We're deciding, Jimmy.
Have you picked a captain yet?
It's Jack.
For some reason.
Marquez.
How can you not trust Marquez? He's the most trustworthy tech reviewer online.
Should I pick the captain, please?
That's up to you guys. I want no say. How are you guys gonna pick your captain?
You already told us.
Who? Sketch, you trust him with your life?
I trust him. I trust him fully.
All right, you'll notice my henchmen are bringing in tables for each of the team captains. And what's on these tables might look a little familiar.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
Yes, come on the other side. Captains, I want you to lift the cloth and reveal the next challenge. You have four cookies.
Oh, my God.
I'm freaking out.
And each captain has to decide which YouTuber on their team will cut each cookie.
Oh, my.
If they break it, they're eliminated.
No!
And if it wasn't already obvious, depending on which cookie you get, this is either going to be really easy or almost impossible. Nico, it's time to hand out some cookies.
This is the worst day of my life, honestly.
What are you handing, Sketch?
No, there's no way.
This is crazy.
There's no way you would do it.
This is crazy.
There's no way.
I can do this.
There's no way you would do it.
But the captain still had eight more umbrellas to hand out.
Umbrella is going to Michael.
How'd you end up with umbrella?
I said I could do it.
I trust him.
Okay.
Give me that umbrella, sir.
Umbrella.
I took it for the team.
You're giving him the umbrella?
Ready.
I believe in you. Godspeed. Oh, no. How'd you end up with the umbrella?
Bad luck.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You got it.
Lexi got the umbrella.
I got the umbrella. I'm confident.
It's a cruel world.
I'm so sorry.
Bro!
Pokimane, I believe in you! You are her! This is your time! This is your moment! Let everyone know that you the bad bitch!
Start the timer! Alright, the 10-minute counter has begun. If you don't carve the shape out, obviously you'll be eliminated.
I thought being team captain would mean I could do a challenge to help my team win. Turns out, I skipped the challenge and punished my team.
I got the triangle. It tastes really good though.
Easy peasy. 10 minutes is a long time.
And that's what I thought as well, but it took a solid chunk of time before this happened. But not everyone had it so easy. Like Logan Paul with the star, and Pokimane with the hardest of them all.
Wait, no, it cracked down the middle.
I'm so sorry.
Pokimane, I'm sorry.
Because the umbrella had just obliterated Pokimane, the others took notice and were more cautious with their umbrellas.
Sketch, you have to be careful, yeah? Take your time, take your time.
But the people with simpler shapes were showing a lot more progress.
Think you got the star, let's go!
Yay!
Yes! Let's go!
God, my team rules!
Come on, let's go, guys, let's go.
Logan, that might be the most disgusting cookie out here.
Bro, you're making me do this, bro. I'm trying to win $1 million for the low gang.
Nice.
Y'all got it, boys.
Good stuff.
I like shaking, man.
Yes, Sketch, yes.
My first fallen soldier.
Oh, guys!
Oh, I got it.
Oh, that's disgusting! I hate you, Jimmy!
All right. Hey, really quick.
I'm good.
Hey, that's where it's gonna mess up. This is where people crack.
You did this!
Just heard piece of change.
What happened?
He betrayed me.
Sketch, you trust him with your life?
I trust him. I trust him fully.
I'm really sorry.
You gave the guy with the worst eyesight, with the worst hands, the worst thing.
I'm sorry, brother.
And with that, the second challenge has eliminated Colby and Rugg, Michael Reeves, Bede.
It's okay, bro.
Ozzy.
Thank you, thank you.
Lexi.
And Matt Pat.
No. Right again.
The true $1 million was the friends we made along the way, and that's no theory.
Retirement begins!
Yes. He just re-retired. And we also lost J Slat, Koki Main, and Matsu. And lastly, of course, Sketch.
Thanks for coming out.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Are you going to dab him up?
Oh! Later, brother.
Love you. 11 people were eliminated, and only 34 of you remain.
Congrats. You are an evil man, Mr. Beast. There were some beloved people that were taken. I'm happy they're gone, every single one of them, because it means my odds are better. Now, the herd has been thinned, and I'm going to win.
And while setting up the next challenge, I let the 34 remaining YouTubers entertain themselves.
We can play a game. How close can you get to Red Line, bro?
Look at that with bottle caps.
That's right. The device that entertains your favorite creators are bottle caps.
Oh. Hey, watch this, watch this. I'm not gonna think about it.
Enough of that. For challenge 3, I need you all in groups of 2 and duct tape your hands together. Be careful who you pick as your partner.
I was best man at these weddings, so we're riding together.
All right, let's do it, Andrea. Are we locking it in?
Yeah, I think we're locking it in.
For some reason, everyone just paired up with their closest friends.
They think that they're going to be teammates.
Which, let's be honest, is not the best strategy in a Mr. Beast video.
Do we have to hold hands or am I just doing
this? No, you do have to hold
hands. Sorry.
Now that everyone has a partner, update the floor. Go ahead and bring it on in. Whoever you're duct taped to, we will cut you loose and you'll be going head to head in giant Jenga.
This is so stressful.
I hate Jenga.
No, we got this. We got this.
You've been laughing nonstop this whole time, so I think it makes sense for you to go first. The tape is off. Let's see who's going home. Oh, imagine it falls to the first one. Okay. He's not done until he puts the block on top. Now, obviously, the plan for Giant Jenga was to be a more extreme version of the game. But the tower was getting so tall, they couldn't even reach the top with a ladder.
Oh, that is the most rickety ladder I've seen in my life.
And because there was now a limit to how high the tower could go, eventually they would run out of possible moves.
This might be the final move right here.
That was literally the last possible block to pull. So, JJ, you've ran out of luck. What are we doing here?
It's been a pleasure, bro.
No! Surely not!
You're here, Sammy!
An hour and a half Jenga game for that!
I'm speechless, I don't know what's going on.
He lost, and then he took me out. That is insane.
I'm gonna let you all vote if you think it was fair or not that JJ carried him out. Go to the right side if you think it's fair. Go to the left if you think it isn't.
I wish there was more evil people on that side.
Not fair, not fair.
No fair, man. No fair.
The people have spoken. With KSI out and AJ back in, 33 of you still remain.
So that was fair?
Yeah, so that's the game. I'm about to... I'm just saying, bro, that's the game.
Team Prime, we got this. Logan, smash this.
Because that last game took hours, and I can't hold these YouTubers hostage forever, we pivoted to normal Jenga. Yes, I messed up. Pull your first block. Let's do this. Immediately, the games began, and we're moving quickly. And soon, things started to get competitive.
There's no way, you're so crazy!
Oh, yo!
Are you kidding me?
But suddenly, something unexpected happened. Oh, what the?
Nico's got a great video idea if he wins this, so I want him to go out there and actually give it a try.
Because of the way this challenge works, some of these creators accidentally paired themselves with their closest allies, and therefore...
He was the best man at my wedding. He flew 27 hours to be here.
Yeah. ...were even willing to sacrifice themselves for their friends.
I'm gonna cry, man.
Oh my god.
This is how the UK does it. You gotta do it for your boys.
You gotta be selfless.
You gotta just say, you know what? Let him play.
By this point, the towers had gotten so big.
She can't pull from the top two.
Oh! that even breathing on them the wrong way would cause them to collapse, costing the loser subscribers $1 million.
Nope. That wasn't even close.
It's impossible.
That was fun.
It's done, Tommy.
Jenga got me.
Yep, wait, wait.
And upon elimination after elimination, after elimination, we were coming down to the end of this challenge.
Hit me in the lip.
I'm earning this million, fam.
I mean, brother, you got one move. Dude,
Logan, he flew here all the way from India, and you eliminated him.
It was very fun, man.
What do you think about us passing T-Series?
Whoever crosses, I think it's for the YouTube community. Whoever is the first needs to be respected.
Let's go.
This is 2014.
Are you doing?
I am very happy.
Now I wish you would have won. The Last Tower Standing was without a doubt the most competitive game we had.
Pull that bad boy.
These two were at it for more than 2 hours longer than the rest of the YouTubers.
That's crazy.
You got it. Yoink.
Oh, no! No!
Challenge 3 is officially over. And with that, let's bring in the beds. Okay, everyone has beds. We'll see you in the morning for the 4th challenge. And that concludes the first 24 hours of this challenge. And I'm gonna be honest, it's actually pretty crazy. All these YouTubers are just casually sleeping next to $1 million in cash. And by the end of this video, it could quite literally be yours.
Ayo! Good morning, little guy. What's poppin'?
Oh my God, that takes me back. I'm getting like tingles, bro.
Ohio.
Ohio.
It's good morning.
Ohio.
Time to lock in and do it for the subscribers.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a surprise for all of you.
Is it our families?
Yeah. It's better than your families.
Oh, no.
And for those of you who don't know who my friend Speed is, he's one of the largest creators on the entire planet. And he was supposed to be here over 24 hours ago. However,
Speed's plane just landed. He's ridiculously late. And I wanted to give you guys the option. If you want to allow him in
and play alongside one of your fellow creators,
or if you want him just to hop back on the plane and head out, it's up to you guys. Yeah!
This community, we're about inclusion, and
no, we're not.
He
knows nothing about life-size jams.
Hasn't softened.
Oh, come on, bro. Look at that mullet on him.
He's already barking, man. I think it's time. Go on the left if you want him in. Go on the right if you don't.
We all do it together.
Get back on that plane.
Alright, it's final. Speed, they don't want you here.
Alright.
This won't be the last time you see them.
So y'all gonna get out. I remember all y'all faces.
Should have thought about that.
That was deep.
And with that, bring in the 4th challenge.
Is it just Speed again?
Oh no.
Bring him on in.
Deal or no deal?
Almost immediately, everyone began to pick up on what the next challenge was.
What do you think's in the briefcase?
Eliminated and stay in boxes.
Bring out Howie Mandel, please.
And considering the last time we played this game, it was such a massive fan favorite, I knew we not only had to bring back the game, but also the face of the game one more time.
Howie! Howie! Gimme!
Bro, it's been a while.
Wow. It's like I'm live scrolling.
Yeah. I need whoever has the most subscribers to come up here.
Oh.
Who has the most?
Don't even look at me.
Logan, I guess you have the most. Before I explain the rules, you have to pick a competitor.
I gotta go with you, Sam.
All right. I now need you to pick a briefcase, any number.
I'll go with lucky number 11.
7 of these briefcases say eliminated. The rest are safe. Logan is gonna look inside the briefcase, and then Sam is gonna have to decide, does he wanna steal it or let Logan keep it?
In the classic game of steal or no steal.
There we go, how's natural?
He said the thing.
This case is not safe.
Oh, dang.
Do you trust what he's saying?
I don't.
What do you think? Steal.
Really?
Steal or no steal?
I'm gonna go with steal.
You're gonna steal it! Did Sam make the right choice?
I'm sorry, Sam.
The Sam and Colby channel is now officially eliminated.
And now that that Logan's case has been stolen, he will continue to play until someone doesn't steal his case.
Who do you want to go up against now?
Kai.
Kai! What number do you want, Logan?
Like number 7. Let's go, Kai!
I want to make sure no one can see what's in this.
Kai, look at me.
Also not safe.
Not safe?
You think he's being honest?
I'm gonna go with steel, and let me tell you why.
Oh, didn't even ask him anything.
Growing up, I've been watching Logan since he started YouTube. I know he acts in such situations. You can't fool me, bro.
You're that confident.
Briefcase! How you open this? It is safe!
He read Logan like a book!
Oh my God.
Wow.
My heart is racing so fast right now.
Ludwig.
You want me, baby?
It's you.
For this one, Logan, because you said your heart was racing.
Do you mind putting on this Samsung Galaxy ring?
I don't mind.
I want to measure your heart rate. And Luddy, Do you mind putting this ring on?
Yeah, no worries.
We'll be able to see it in real time.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to use the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6 to track the players' heart rates as they try to bluff each other.
Logan's 106 right now. Ludwig's 87.
Regardless of what I see in here, I'm gonna ask you to keep this case.
Ludwig's getting a bit stressed.
What?
I got a little stressed out when he started his new saying to keep stuff.
Surely the best move to do is to let him have it. Too risky to guess.
I didn't even see it. Can I keep it?
What is happening in your own heart?
Carl, actually, what is happening there?
It's going crazy, I'm gonna be honest.
It's at 103 right now.
Okay, this one word will change the life of a follower. $1 million.
He's good.
He's doing the thing.
Steal or no steal?
No steal.
Logan Paul is
safe. I'm ready. There's only one case for me.
I know. Case 14.
All right, we don't even have to look at it. I want it. I'm stealing it. I traveled 27 hours to be here.
And let's see if it was all for nothing.
Oh my God. There's your lucky case.
27 hours.
It's nice seeing the eliminated cases go.
This is so heartbreaking.
Just don't hit a kangaroo on your way home.
I don't like you, Nolan.
And the brutality of these cases didn't stop there.
No steal.
Because the most brutal was yet to come.
Oh my gosh! Oh!
I feel stabbed, I do.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I don't want to lie.
You don't want to look at her in the eyes when she opens it?
Oh, God. It says eliminated.
Maybe she's telling the truth.
I think she's acting.
Oh. Steal or no steal?
Steal.
She's smiling.
What did she just do? Oh, holy crap! Her heart rate got up to 152.
She's a demon.
And even though she was lied to, Valkyrie wasn't afraid to start playing that game herself, with only 2 eliminates and 3 saves left. So now she has another chance to be deceptive.
What I just watched, I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
Can't trust anyone.
You look concerned.
Last time, she was crying. No, she's the happiest I've ever seen
her. This is crazy.
It is safe.
Steal or no steal?
I am going to steal.
I'm gonna let the audience react.
3, 2, 1.
Oh my God.
She's good.
These are the 4 remaining contestants. Only 2 safes and 2 elimination remains.
I'll do it.
While she's grabbing her briefcase, Marquez, what do you think of the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6?
Oh, it's convenient you picked me for this one. It looks pretty good.
Anyways, let's get back to this.
If you want to monitor your own heart rate and track your steps, check out the Samsung Galaxy Ring and the Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 6.
Do you want what's in that case?
No.
She was.
I feel like the last 2, it seemed like you pushed a safe pretty quickly. And I don't think you'd do that 3 times in a row. No steal.
You read me like a book.
There is only 1 eliminated left.
You were my team captain. I trust you.
I got the last eliminated.
If they had trust, he would show her the case right now.
I don't think he's telling the truth.
Steal or no steal?
Okay, no steal.
If this says eliminate, they both move on.
Can you trust MKBHD?
Oh! He doesn't know how to lie. And these were the 2 that weren't chosen. Go ahead and open them. They both will be safe.
Okay.
And after that bloodbath, these 10 are what remain.
And only 1 of them can win their subscribers the $1 million prize.
I don't feel good. Yeah.
I can't do this, bro. I can barely move, bro.
This is where the game kind of gets hard, because now we got to eliminate our new acquaintances, and that kind of sucks.
Now time for the 5th challenge. Switch the floor.
there are five pairs of two dots. I once again need you all to pair up into groups of two. And this time, you'll be working together.
You want to stay the risk? I'm down, I'm down.
Sure. Got this?
I've got this.
Kai, you trust this man with $1 million?
It's my brother.
I trust Kai.
Why you two?
The female bond.
You two been getting along well?
Yeah, because all my friends out, and he speaks French.
All right, Carl, blindfold them all.
I'll see you on the other side.
It's dark in here.
Now that everyone is blindfolded, bring in the set.
Hey, bro.
Transformed right now.
I lean to my left. There is something hard.
No.
What do you think's going on?
I smell a bit of gas. I touch here, it's cloth.
Yep.
Jimmy, is this an
Hey, stop touching.
Okay, I asked you.
All right, everybody, remove your blindfold.
No. Oh my God.
As I'm sure you all piece together, this is a team cooking challenge.
Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby.
I am terrified. I can't cook.
Bro, how'd you end up with Nick?
He said it.
That's crazy.
I'm cooked.
You've cooked before?
I'm cooked.
Oh, he's
with this challenge.
Bro, the best things I cooked is eggs, toast, and cereal.
We've been on a cooking team before.
We've been on a cooking team before.
That's, so you have some experience.
No, we did bad.
Just don't do that again. We will be bringing in three judges. They will rate all your meals on a scale of 1 to 10. The three teams with the highest ratings move on. The two teams with the lowest ratings are eliminated. Bring out our first judge, Joey Chestnut.
No way! Joey!
What better man to judge your food than the literal best eater on the planet? He broke so many food world records that Guinness gave him a world record of breaking the most world records. And now, for our second judge, Miranda Cosgrove.
Hi, Carly.
You're losing my mind.
Kai was excited about that one.
I'm excited, bro.
Our third and final judge, bring him on out. He needs no introduction.
Watch this.
That's all I gotta say.
The time has officially started. You guys can cook anything you want. This time is gonna go by way faster than you think. On top of that, your dish will be judged on taste, creativity, and presentation. The race has begun. Let's see what they whip up.
And iCarly, her older brother Spencer, loving his spaghetti tacos. Spaghetti tacos with the...
What are you two making?
We are making a cordon bleu, which is a French dish.
What are you two making?
Chocolate cake, some mac and cheese.
Okay.
That hurts.
I'm trying to do a Spanish tortilla, and he's trying to do fried rice. Clashing two countries together to make...
A war
in their mouth.
Oh my gosh, this looks good already. It's just onions and some spices. This man was mentored by Gordon Ramsay. So basically, there's only four slots besides these two.
That's gonna be so embarrassing if the two women get eliminated for cooking.
No, it's not, because women do more than cook.
So for dessert, we're making chocolate-covered strawberries.
I'm really hungry.
I'm like, your stomach is like...
Get ready to put everything down.
Okay, please. Oh, okay, it looks good.
Should I have those cheese? Yo, bro, you gotta hold the sandwich.
$1 million is riding on this. 3, 2, 1, stop what you're doing. The time is officially up. They're going first.
What we're eating tonight is a French cordon bleu.
I actually like those.
Yeah, the asparagus are good.
Whatever you judges are ready.
I'll start. This is really good.
Whoa, a 9. Whoa, these are high numbers.
Whoa!
Your total score was 26.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
That was a little intimidating, but...
Bring it on up.
All right. We wanted to go with American comfort food.
I don't want
to
hype y'all up until I've tasted it.
Yeah.
But I think this is going to taste all right.
Really good.
Amazing.
Jeez.
Joey, when you're ready.
It was delicious.
Joey! I love him.
Sweet, based on that reaction, I assume you're going to give something lower?
Miranda, you go.
9. Yes, thank you.
Are you about to cry? Don't do this to me.
Hey, don't manipulate.
Sweet,
vote based on the food. I need you to turn around. Sweet, hey, focus.
That's fair.
Oh, that is also a 26.
You're tripping, bro. A 10?
You can't just... pass out tans like that because you like to eat, bro.
But
there you go.
Welcome to Kai and AJ Ratatouille Bodega.
First things up, Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
We have the famous,
uh-huh,
the one and only,
uh-huh,
Spencer Spaghetti Taco.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative.
That's pretty
AJ, who do we have in the middle?
I show speed.
Who is the best
football player of all time. Cristiano Ronaldo!
Ronaldo!
Ronaldo pasta.
Just for you.
Don't tell him too much.
Now listen!
Don't tell him too much.
Last but not least, Joey! Bring out the Tower of Records!
Record Tower!
When you eat it,
yeah,
you can feel it.
Oh!
Oh my gosh! Oh my God!
I don't know, guys. I don't think I'm gonna finish this.
You're good, you're good. Are you hungry? You just came up a good stream. You busting that down, boy.
Bro.
No,
wait.
Really?
All right. Miranda.
It's a solid spaghetti taco.
I love the show. But at the end of the day,
it's about the food.
It's about the food.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, reveal it. Oh. Whoa. There we go. All right, take it away.
We made a creamy chicken tomato pasta.
This was a dessert inspired by my father. He's not here with us. Like in this room, he's still very much alive.
Oh, he's dog.
It's like exquisite, you know?
It's like a lemon punch of meat.
The meat.
It's meat punch of meat.
It's good. I don't want to eat too much.
Yeah, here, I'll move these for.
Wow.
Gotta say, Feastables and strawberries taste amazing.
It's very good, right?
Yeah, you should go to Walmart and buy it right now, whoever's watching this.
I'll do it right after this.
I want to eat more of it.
I really liked it. That's something that I will order.
Like, Speed, not to cut you off, but that's officially above 16, which means these two have now been eliminated. Gentlemen, Miranda doesn't even need to vote. You guys are gone. I'm sorry, but it's over. All right, what was your rating?
10.
A 10. Okay. Almost a perfect score.
Wait.
One time for the one time, please. It's been so long.
Oh! Wait, you just left.
What are you doing?
I couldn't resist throwing a plate. That was a complete mistake.
I forgot all about the line.
I saw the plate. I was like, I need to smash it. It took me back to 2017.
Yeah, when you used to smash plates in your vlogs. Will it make you feel better if I let you promote Prime on your way out?
Sure. Prime, the fastest growing beverage in history, available at Walmart, Target. Oh, I'm shocked, but also not. I hope Jimmy invites me back.
When he first ran out, I was like, oh, that's funny.
You know what's crazy is this cube doesn't feel like the cube with the kitchen center.
Yeah.
So I can see how maybe he was like...
With like this table here too?
It feels so different.
Yeah, this setup is insane.
And now for the final meal.
This is a traditional Spanish tortilla.
Not bad.
Yeah. Judges, are you ready to reveal it?
Yeah.
Yes.
3, 2, 1, reveal.
Okay, it's okay.
That adds up to 22, which means you two are eliminated.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
And with that, 5 contestants remain. Congratulations. One of you will win $1 million for your subscribers. It's gonna be crazy.
With $1 million, I'm gonna do a find me and win a bunch of money challenge.
I wanna use a lot of it to donate as many meals as I possibly can.
We'll host some really cool chess events for our subs. I would really like to pay for a lot of people's like art degree.
I like to build schools in South Morocco. It could change a lot of lives.
The final 5.
Yeah, baby!
When we started, here's what the cube looked like. And now, everyone literally fits in the money. Now, before we do the last challenge, if you all look over here, open the curtains. These are real play buttons made by YouTube.
Wow!
Whoever wins, we will also give you every play button of everyone who competed in this tournament.
What?
Wow!
What? That's crazy.
It's like when you collect the heads of people you killed.
Yeah, exactly. All right, bring in the final challenge. At the beginning of each round, everyone will start off blindfolded as I shuffle these 5 briefcases. 4 have nothing in it. 1 has $1 million check inside of it. Take your blindfolds off. Come grab a briefcase and take them back to your podium. All right, everyone, look inside your briefcase. And now that everyone knows what they have, everyone will cast a vote to eliminate one player from the game. If that player's case is empty, they're eliminated. If you guys happen to vote for the player with the money, the game is over, and that YouTuber walks away with $1 million for their subscribers. This is a game of bluffing and how well you can read each other. Which one of you has the best poker face?
Start the timer. One of you can win $1 million in the next few minutes.
Right out of the gate, I'm pretty confident it's one of these two.
The women?
Yeah.
Why?
Your facial expressions.
He's a little bit aggressive, no?
He's taking charge. Is he taking charge because he has $0 and he's scared to be voted off?
Could be.
This is tense.
I so far think she has the million, to be honest.
She's the most confident, but like trying to mask it.
She has the million.
Do you? I have the million.
So you're saying you have the $1 million?
I have $1 million.
Okay.
I feel confident that you don't.
What makes you say that?
Because I know she has zero and wants to stay in longer.
You think her briefcase says $0 and she's lying, so you won't vote for her.
She wants to make sure that she stays in another round, but it does not say $1 million.
Less than 5 minutes till you all have to decide.
If I didn't know what everybody had, I think it's best to vote as alliances. We were teammates, your teammate ran out. So the easiest thing would be to vote Nick out, and then we all have a better chance. If I was playing with no information.
Okay, but you do have info, so who do you want to vote?
You guys should vote me.
We should vote you.
I would like to win.
I think voting Alex is beast. I'm comfortable doing it. I know she doesn't have the million.
That's ballsy.
Everyone here has been very cool, and so I'm going to play it by the game, and she's lied in this game.
I have the million. If I've lied in the game, wouldn't someone else have also lied?
Yeah. But I know you've lied.
That's risky for the first game, no?
Yeah, you have to take some risks and win $1 million.
And if the risk is wrong, she wins it. You guys should go ahead and start writing down who are you voting for. All right, let's see who you voted for. Our first vote is for Jaden Animations.
I didn't even do anything.
That was out of left field.
That was surprising.
Our second vote is for Ludwig. Our third vote is for Imixim. Our fourth vote is Jaden.
Dude, I didn't.
And the final vote is Ludwig.
Whoa. So it's a tie.
Since we have a tie,
we're adding a minute on the timer. You three will get to hear them plead their cases and then have to re-vote. Explain why they should or should not vote for you two.
I didn't think we were voting for me.
Well, you would have voted for yourself if you had the million.
I think you voted for yourself.
No. That means Ludwig voted for himself. That means he has it, if this is true.
Who do you think I voted for?
I think you voted for him.
I voted for Ludwig.
Yeah, so did I.
I voted for Jaden.
Jaden, who did you vote for?
Him.
You voted for him?
So this is a no-brainer.
Wait, then you said so did I.
All right, timer hit zero. It's now up to you three to break the tie. Our first vote, Ludwig. How does that make you feel?
Read the second one.
Well, I want to know how that first one made you feel.
I would like for you to read the second. I think it's going to be good.
The second one is Jaden.
Oh, man, dude.
What?
Shaking again.
The person who is opening up their briefcase is Ludwig. If this says $1 million, the video is over. If it says $0, we do another round.
Had a pleasure, guys.
It is not.
You went beast mode, though.
I knew you bluffed. GG's.
With Ludwig now eliminated,
Jimmy,
he joined the rest of the fallen soldiers in our viewing room to watch the rest of the challenge.
The second round starts once again with everyone blindfolded. We then reshuffled and the remaining players picked their briefcases. You guys know what to do. Start the 10-minute timer.
Jaden, did you get a mill again?
But you said you had the million.
And she said she had zero. So everybody is lying, but there's three people who have zero who are gonna need to work together to figure out who has a mill.
Yeah.
Did anybody see anything? Any body language?
You're the only one that gave different body languages. You were much more animated.
Yeah.
Do you have anything?
I have suitcase.
You could also be trying to get the pressure off of you to
Absolutely.
Try to vote me out.
Absolutely.
I know it's not me. I don't think it's you.
So the million is here or here for you?
Yeah, mostly I think it's you.
You think he has it?
Our first real claim. You're saying he has the $1 million briefcase?
As of right now, I think he has the $1 million briefcase.
Who are you voting for?
It's valuable info. You vote for someone, they vote for themselves. It's two of the four votes.
I haven't decided.
I don't know. For me, it's a 50-50 between you two.
Oh, I could vote for you, yeah.
Me?
Yeah, because that's just a matter of statistics, probability.
Like, statistically, I shouldn't have it again?
That's an interesting point.
All right. Write who you want to open their briefcase. Up first, we have a vote for Jaden. Our second vote is for Alex. 1-1. Our third vote is also for Jaden. And our fourth and final vote is Jaden. If this has $1 million, you instantly win.
I think it does.
Oh my gosh! Oh, whoa! You are so chill! I was like, surely she's out! You are the winner! How do you plan on giving it away to your subscribers?
It's hard for a lot of artists out there. I really like to send a lot of them to art school.
And there you have it, Jaden Animations just won $1 million for her subscribers.
Subscribe.
Hey, don't let them down. Do it right now.
Subscribe right now. I see you. Hit the subscribe button now.